Lou, obviously it's a players' league, and you know, there's so much a coach or a coordinator can do. As you look back at your 11-game sample size so far as coordinator, can you candidly say if there's anything you would do differently now to try to get better results than maybe you have been?
Right. I think hindsight's always 20/20. I think as you go back and you look at things, there might be certain things we might have done differently in certain games. Obviously, you know, that's going to happen in every season. But for the most part, we felt like we put the guys in good positions to make plays. And again, but there's always certain things that certainly I could have done better, yeah.
I would never obviously ask you to say what guys would you not play as much, but are there any guys that looking back you wish you would have incorporated more earlier?
No, I think we played the kind of the hand the way it was dealt, and I think I don't think we would have done anything different there.
How overall pleased have you been with your work? It was, you know, sort of a trial period for you and Dan. Obviously, Zach has had a much shorter time frame in his role. Do you think you've made the most of it? No.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to think that if you talk to the players on defense that I would think that they would agree that we gave their best chance to put themselves in position to make plays, and that's all you can ask for. They've been playing hard today. I mean, if you're out there today watching practice, you know, you'd know that those guys were running around, flying around, making plays. You know, it's really the last hard practice of the year for a team that's not in the playoffs. So to me, that's a sign of guys that have respect for the game. They want to do well. They're prideful guys, and they want to finish this thing the right way.
And just to be clear about things that were changed, obviously players have talked about somewhat simplified systems and what Kevin had done. Obviously, you've moved Sue around more. Mm-hmm. Would those two be accurate, and is there anything else, Lou, that you would add to what's been changed?
I think when Coach Coyle was here, we played a lot of really good defense. And so some of the things that before he was let go, you know, there was a trend of simplifying things, and we kind of just built on that. That's all.
As far as Kevin Shepherd is concerned, he's on pace for 100 tackles. You know, is he one of those guys that's just gotten stronger as the year has gone along?
Well, Kelvin is a guy that, you know, it means a lot to everybody, but he's one of those guys that loves football, loves to study tape. He's a gym rat. He's always in there. He's instinctive, and I think he has made the most of his opportunities. 100 tackles are right at it at this point. So, you know, he's been terrific.
Last week, I think you guys wanted to take a look at Lippitt and Tyler Patman as well. Is that still the thinking this week?
Yeah, I think everybody is with the last one, all hands will be on deck for sure. So yes.
Along those same lines, Tony Lippitt looked really comfortable out there last week. You know, he seemed like he did a very good job of route recognition, things of that nature. Is that your assessment?
He did a good job. Tony's a battler. I think he battles in practice. You know, he's out there and he's confident in his abilities. I think, you know, it's a play-by-play, week-by-week league at that position. You know, there is a learning curve, and you know, he's done a great job in practice and did a good job last week, and he'll have his opportunities this week too.
Do you feel like that learning curve has, you know, kind of gotten a little bit, you know, I guess, you know, shorter because he's played wide receiver?
I still think that there's some things that he's going to have to still figure out, just because it is, yes, he has an idea of, you know, hey, I ran this route this way, but everybody's a little bit different in this league. And, but it does help. That's for sure. It certainly does help, you know, so I know he's looking forward to his opportunities, and so are we watching him. Yep, I think first, you know, Rashad Jones's play and how productive he's been, and to me, that's something that, you know, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for us, but I'm most pleased just because I've kind of seen him through it the whole way, you know, and I think the way the guys have responded to us as coaches, I think to me, that's as a coach, you're happy with, you know, the effort that they're given, and that says a lot about the players and about the coaches. So those two things, and all the guys, just they're a great group and happy to be around them every day.
I think probably the most perplexing perplexing thing to a lot of fans is how in the world do you add Sue and yet be worse in run defense, 30th in the league? Can you wrap your arms around that? Do you have any explanation?
Yeah, I guess the deal would be, not I guess, I know, is, again, I've said it every time we've come in here and not had a game where it's been under 100 yards, is you can't be, you know, 30 out of 35. You got to be 35 out of 35 or whatever amounts, attempts they are. And that's been our Achilles heel this year. We'd stop them for 30 plays and then three of them get out for big runs, and you can't. That's it. That's the run defense this year. You cannot do that, and it's my fault. I haven't done a good enough job getting them to eliminate those long runs.
Lou, I'm doing something on Matt Darr and flipping field position. Mm-hmm. What has he done for the defense? How has he helped? Can you?
He's terrific, you know, and it's unfortunate that we couldn't take more advantage of it, specifically in the Giant game. You know, he did a great job, and anytime you got a weapon like that, it just – you know, you can see the guys on the sidelines when he's out there, and they're kind of expecting it now, to whether it be pinning them down inside the 10 or if we're backed up. You know, I go back to the Philly game where, you know, every time I looked up, I saw us punting backed up with Darren Sproles staring at about the 35-40 yard line, and he just kept banging the ball down the field. And so it's a huge weapon in a league where field position is so important. He's done a great job. I mean, I wouldn't be human if I said, you know, certainly you don't worry about your future. But right now, you know, we're just focused on the Patriots and want to do the best job we can to finish this thing up the right way. And then the rest of the stuff will take care of itself, you know, as time goes forward.
Louis, is this week a good week, a typical week? I mean, you're an NFL coordinator, but it's kind of been a bad season. How do you look at this final week?
Right. So I think, you know, I'd mentioned it earlier. If you saw the practice today, and we just finished watching it with the guys, you wouldn't know, in my estimation, you wouldn't know that, you know, it's the last game, last hard practice of a team that is out of the playoffs. Those guys were out there fighting and knocking balls down and fitting to run up and running around. And to me, that says so much about them as men, as professionals, and then, you know, that they want to finish this thing the right way. So I was most pleased with that, and I know the other coaches were as well. And they should, you know, everybody says, well, that's their job and they should do it. Well, you know, sometimes that's not the way it is, but I've been pleased with it, and I know the other coaches have on defense specifically as well, that you know, we're going to finish this thing the right way, and that's our charge, and that's all we're thinking about.
Tyler Patman, a guy who started against you guys for Dallas, what do you see in him, and bringing him up to the 50? What are you looking?
Well, he's still a young guy. He's been in this league for a couple of years and played a lot of snaps, as you mentioned, at Dallas at a high level. And I think that, you know, right now he's got a role kind of similar to what he had there. Special team guy, you know, inside as a slot defender and give you some depth outside. So, you know, we'll see how his role develops for this week, but we're happy to have him. I can tell you that.
Seeing us on the Patriots offense again for a second time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, in the first game, you know, the things that we did well. So we held them under 100 yards rushing, and I think they were 3 of 12 on third down. So we got to build on that. You know, eliminate the rushing yards. Again, do a good job on third down, and again, not, we gave up too many passing yards. The obvious statement there. We cannot allow explosive passes. You know, when you turn on the tape and you watch Gronk every week, and he's, you know, everybody looks, well, how can he get that wide open? You know, and it's against everybody. It's not just, you know, one team or another. It's every week. And so they do such a good job, like a lot of teams, but, you know, you got to defend the run. Well, you defend the run and it gives you that hard play fake, and all of a sudden Gronk's behind you now. And that's kind of what the way it goes with those guys. And they've done a hell of a job with that. And so it's not like everybody else doesn't know it too. You know, everybody's repping the same things and, you know, defending the guy and knowing where he is on every snap, but that's what makes them great. That's what makes them Hall of Fame players, is that you're putting special attention to them, but they're still able to make plays. So, you know, we've repped the plays that have hurt us in the past. We've repped the plays that they've hurt other teams on. And so that's kind of what, you know, we're – we're certainly looking to do a better job this week on that guy. All right.